Welcome to the Fastest 5 Minutes, presented by Kroll and Mooring. We are your hosts, Peter Ayer and David Robbins, bringing you a bi-weekly summary of significant government contracts, legal and regulatory developments that no government contracts, lawyer, or executive should be without. Our regulatory updates this edition focus primarily on small businesses, because that is where all the action has been. First, and with the potential to reshape the competitive landscape for many contractors, the Small Business Administration Mentor-Protege Program expanded so that protege firms no longer need to be limited to current members of the 8A Business Development Program. All small business concerns will qualify for consideration as protege firms, which in this era of increased small business focus from buying activities may truly alter the competitive landscape across the board.
In other small business news, the SBA has finally gotten around to updating the FAR to reflect certain requirements of the Small Business Jobs Act of 2010. Among other things, prime contractors must make good faith efforts to use their small business subcontractors to the level the prime relied on the small businesses in preparing and submitting its bidder proposal. If those good faith efforts cannot be made, the prime must justify the failure in writing to the CO within 30 days of contract completion. The rule also expands reporting requirements concerning subcontractor status and performance, notification requirements to disappointed subcontractors, and a preclusion on primes prohibiting subs from discussing payment or utilization matters with the contracting officer. In other government contracting news, the GSA has dedicated an order number for health IT services on its Schedule 70 contract. GSA expects the new SIN to help group health IT products and facilitate agency buying on what GSA calls the most widely used acquisition vehicle in the U.S. government. Also in GSA news, the Office of Inspector General issued a report focusing on information technology resellers, saying they pose significant challenges for the GSA schedule program. If the GAO report's recommendations are followed, resellers can expect further scrutiny concerning the competitiveness of their prices.
In a rare display of unity, a bipartisan group of legislators want to make permanent the pilot program extending federal whistleblower protections to subcontractors and require modification of existing contracts to include them. This is the latest step in a years-long rising tide of whistleblower protections, causing many contractors to double down on culture, communication, and redrafted codes of ethics. Notable case law this edition includes Coast Professional versus United States, where the Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit reversed a Court of Federal Claims decision dismissing task order extension protests for lack of jurisdiction. Instead, the Federal Circuit found that task order award term extensions are contracts, not options, and the plain language of the Tucker Act granted jurisdiction. This is a big deal decision, and not just because our lawyers were involved in it. The upshot is that it provides an avenue for contractors in bringing protests to award term extensions.
The Second Circuit in Microsoft versus United States held that U.S. firms are not required to turn over user data stored overseas, even in the face of a U.S. warrant. With the increasing prevalence of cloud computing and other distributed data, this is a potentially significant decision. And the Federal Circuit in Laguna Construction, Inc. v. Carter upheld the government's denial of Laguna's claim for unpaid invoices because the company's project manager and executive VP had pled guilty to receiving subcontractor kickbacks, and this was a prior material breach of the contract that excused the government from its payment obligations. This has been the Fastest 5 Minutes, brought to you by Kroll and Mooring. See you again in 2 weeks. If you have questions about these items, Peter can be reached at 202-624-2807 and David at 202-624-2607. Thank you very much.